We're up to Siman Taf Ayin Beis. Yesterday we covered the first six Seifim of Dine Haseba Ve'arba Kosa. So we're up to the sixth and seventh Seif. The sixth, I think we mentioned at the end of yesterday's Shir, Hashamash Tzarech Haseba, that a person who is working in the service of his Adon, of his master, even though he has a constant shibud, let's read the Mishnah Berurah number Yud Zayin. Afilu b'fnei Adono. We said yesterday in Sif Hey that if a Talmud is in the presence of his Rav, then because he's meshuvah to his Rav, therefore he doesn't do a seva, unless his Rav gives him permission. Here, even though he's meshuvah, his requirement, his obligation is to organize the house. Still, the mitzvah of Haseba applies to him. He has to demonstrate that he's a Ben Chorin. Although he's very busy around the house, that's his employment, his responsibility, but nevertheless, the barest minimum, which the Mishnah Berurah identifies with two kizaisim of matzah and arba kosos, meaning Haseba, at the very barest minimum, requires two kizaisim of matzah, the first matzah, the beginning of the Seder, which we call matzah mitzvah, plus the matzah eaten at the end of the Seder, which is afikomen, plus the arba kosos. These all require Haseba. Vehu adin, poel, sheyesh lo talmid lelamdo umnus. This is an apprentice, and he's learning a trade. Chayev ha-talmid be-seba. The apprentice who's learning has to do a seba. V'chein avadim ivrim. So to an avid ivri who's taken as an employed for 6 years, he needs a seba. I'll call upon him because I'm rishon kishamish. V'l'inyan avid k'nani ayin bachronin. So if you take a look, he has a list here in the Sharetziun regarding the status of an Eved Knani, and basically according to many of the Achronim, the Poskim, an Eved Knani is excluded from Haseba in the presence of his Adon. In all the other situations other than Eved Knani, it's a financial arrangement. If it's an employment, and in the employment, even in the employee, even in the presence of his employer, he still is chayev in a seba. But in the case of Eved Knani, here it's called gufo kanui, and the kinyan of the adon on the Eved is so strong that haseba is a problem. And then you have another question in general about the status of an Eved Knani as far as mitzvahs. He's chayev mitzvahs ki isha, whether or not he's chayev in the mitzvah salayla, which is man grama. An Isha maybe is a special din of Afein Hoibos Anes. I'm not sure if that would apply to an Eved Knani, and so forth. Just before we go on now to Siv Zayin, which is really the first Siv that we want to cover today, I want to mention to you the Ber Hetev. And the Ber Hetev says the following, that even in the case of a son at the table of his father, on Leil Pesach, he needs reshus from his father to do a seba. In other words, the mitzvah of Mora Av, according to the Bach, would be enough to trump the mitzvah of a seba unless the father is mochel. Then with regard to a Talmud Eitzel Rabba, we said that he needs reshus from his Rebbe. And here the Taz wants to know, does the Rebbe have an obligation to give him, to give his Talmud reshus, to be mochel such that to facilitate the ability of the Talmud to do, to fulfill this mitzvah of Haseba. And then the Ber Hetev mentions, Kol says, B'Talmud Shel Torah, when it says that Talmud doesn't do Haseba in the presence of his Rebbe, that's only because he's a Talmud in Torah. Aval Talmud Shel Umnus, B'Chol Inyan Mesiv. He does do Haseba if he's only learning a trade. So now we're up to Siv Zayin, which is really the first discussion that we have for today. And if you look in the Mechaber, he says the following, Kol mi shetzorach haseva, im ochal oshasa below haseva, how critical is haseva? If a person missed haseva, is he required to eat the matzah again? Does he have to drink the kos yayin a second time? And the Mechaber takes a very strong and somewhat extreme position. Haseva is an absolute requirement. It is critical. And therefore, if ochal oshasa below haseva, lo yotza, v'tzorach lachzor lechol v'lishtos behaseva, he's going to have to drink the wine a second time. He's going to have to eat the matzah a second time in order to fulfill the mitzvah of haseva. Now this is going to be very interesting. If let's say he realizes at the very end of the seder that he didn't eat the matzah behaseva, now he's already benched. Now he has to start a meal again in order to eat matzah because the first matzah was without a seva. So we'll get to that in just a minute. That's going to be the subject of the Bir Halacha. But before we get to that, let's just point out that the Rav Yosh should be very relevant here. Yesterday we had a great discussion, a lengthy discussion about the Rav Yosh. The Rav Yosh is of the opinion that Haseba was meaningful back at the time of Chazal. Today, in our time, Haseba doesn't indicate anything. It's not demonstrative of Derech Eretz. Now, we pointed out yesterday that although we're not going to rely on the Rav Yola Chatchila, but he's still to be taken into account. For example, we said that the Ramah holds that our women are called Nashim Chashuvas and they require Haseba. We're going to say that we're going to fall back on the Rav Yoh, and women are not chayav in Haseva. So if you look here at the Ramah is very sensitive to this Rav Yoh. He says, "V'yeshom b'duzman hazeh dein derech lahasev k'dayu Rav Yoh lismach lo b'dievet yotza afilu below Haseva." We should be able to rely on the Ra'ah and say that if he ate or drank without Haseva, he was yotzei. Because Rav Yosef says, "B'klal, there is no chiyuv haseva b'zman hazeh." So let's at least chach apply the Rav Yosef in a b'dievet situation, so that we can alleviate him from his obligation to repeat the achilas matzah and the shtiyas yayin. The Ramah continues, and he says, "V'nirali im lo shasa kos shlishi or revi'a b'haseva, ein lachzor v'lishos haseva." With regard to the shtiyas hakosos at the end of the Haggadah, I mean the last two shtios, which means the kos shel birkas hamazon and the kos of hal, there we have a problem of kimosif al hakosos. The Gemara establishes in Arvei Psochim that the number four, that's the ceiling, that's the maximum, we don't add beyond that. And therefore, since we don't want to get involved here in a possible violation of Ein Mosif and Alakosos, let's not require another Shtia. Let's rely on the possibility that he was Yotze with the Shtia of Dalakosos, even without a Seba. And for sure, you can rely on it if you add the Rav Yoh into the equation, because the Rav Yoh says, "Bechlal, there's no mitzvah to save his man is there." Avol says the Ramah, "B'shnei kosos harishonos yachzor v'yishte below bracha," meaning that we will advocate, we recommend that he drink the first two kosos again, a repeat performance without a bracha, because of the possibility that he was not yotzei the mitzvah of shtiyas hakos without Haseva. That Haseva is critical. We're not going to rely on the Rav Yoh chatchila. However, since the Rav Yoh is a very serious shita to be reckoned with, we're going to drop the bracha. And we'll soon see the Mishnah Berurah is going to try to put this into perspective. V'chein b'achilas matzah, we're going to require another achil of matzah, because he ate the matzah without Haseva. But once again, he's going to drop the bracha. Then the Ramah concludes by saying, "Lechatchila yasev kol hasu'uda." Okay, that's a different paragraph, that Haseva should be implemented for the entire Sa'uda. Well, let's go back to the top. We said that according to the Machaber, you require Haseva as critical, and in the absence of Haseva, you have to eat the matzah a second time, you have to drink the kosos a second time. So now we're eating a matzah a second time. Says the Be'er Halacha, this you'll see about four lines down from the top, Nira Duladas HaMechaber Im Gomer Kol HaSe'uda U'Birech Birkas HaMazon V'Achkach Nizkash Lohoya V'Haseva. So he needs Haseva now for the fourth kos, but he already made a bracha for Birkas HaMazon. Then he found out, then he realized, hey, I didn't eat the matzah best seva. So I think we're talking here about the afikomen. Why do I think we're talking about the afikomen? Because the scenario here is that he already benched. Says the Bir Halacha, in this case, tzorech lachzor ulevar hamotzi ve'al achilas matzah. Now, this is interesting. That as far as Birkas HaNenem is concerned, we would never have imagined that if you have to repeat performance, you need another Birkas HaNenem. You already made the Birkas HaNenem. But here, you benched. So once you benched, the Birkas HaNenem is gone. And now you have to establish a brand new bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz. Fine, that I understand, B'toris Birkas HaNenem. But what about Al Achilus Matzah as a Birkas HaMitzvah? So this Be'er Halacha, until the last line, he's reflecting the Shita of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says Tzorech Lachzor V'Lechol, meaning that in the Mechaber's frame of reference there was not even a shadow of a doubt as to whether or not he requires another Achilas Matzah. He certainly does, because the first Achilas was without a Seva. Is Bemela, if the first Haseva was with, If the first achilus matzah was without a seva, he wasn't yotzi as mitzvah of matzah. And if that be the case, he has to repeat the bracha of al achilus matzah. But now the Be'er Halacha says, Mashenkin liyesh omrim, if you take a look at the Ramah, in the Ramah you get a different frame of reference, because the Ramah is quoting the Rav Yoh, that it's not so clear that we have a chiyuv haseva. Is therefore, though we're going to be machmir, require a second achilu, we're not going to recite the bracha again. You were yotzi with the first achilus matzah, because there is no requirement of haseva bizman hazeh. Now, he wants to know, the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha, what is the amount of matzah that I have to eat a second time around? Because I missed haseva. Upashin, he says, the after lechatchila mitzvah lechol shnei zeisim v'haseva, Kimavur b'simen tof ayin hey mikomakom b'dieved yotza b'kezayis echad. So that we're not going to require him, if he missed Haseva, to repeat both kezayisim. One kezayis would be enough. So again, l'chatchili need Haseva on both zayisim, but b'dieved we're going to rely on one kezayis. So he only has to eat one kezayis. Will he make the bracha? So the Be'er Halacha says, according to the Eish Omer, he's not going to make a bracha. He'll have to make a Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz, that's for sure, because he already benched. But as far as the mitzvah of Birchas Al Achilas Matzah is concerned, that we can rely that he was Yotze, even without a Seva. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, number Zion, number Chav. V'nirali, he's quoting the Ramah, Im lo shasa koshlishi or revir besebe in lachs of a lishtos to yesh pesach shashadiri kemos valakos. So it's a lomar. The vein kosas are shown as the mutu lishtos kamo de boy. With regard to the first two kosos, after you finish the first kos, you want to drink a second kos and a third kos, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. Is behu lo aminin shadiri kemos valakosos. B'tzorech lach, because it's within the framework of the Su'uda, and therefore he's only drinking, it's understood that he's only drinking kosos for the pleasure of drinking kosos, or for the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. B'tzorech lach, zor v'lishtos im lo'os ha'seva. Here, in the context of the first two kosos, there's no problem whatsoever of Mosif al kosos, and therefore we're going to require that he drink a second time. The lu yehe elishtias rishus nami shari. In other words, he's got to drink the wine because it's a chiyuv, and that's not Mosif al kosos. But even if you want to see it as a shtias rishus, because again, we always have to consider the Rav Yoh, that he's not chayiv in Aseva, but nevertheless, you're allowed to be Mosif al kosos. So there's no halachic objection to repeating your shtia if it's within the framework of the first two kosos, in order to achieve a shtia with Heseba. Masha enkinim shachach lo hasev bekosos achronos. Now we get to the kosos achronos, where there's a problem of nirikim Mosif, and he drank one of the two without Heseba. Eino chayev lachzor vilishtos. He doesn't need another shtia. In other words, since we're being machmir in both ends of the both ends of the string, we have to worry about the Rav Yoh, and we have to worry about those who argue with the Rav Yoh. So in order to satisfy those who argue with the Rav Yoh, we need to add another cause to replace the previous cause, which was lacking Haseba, because we're assuming there is a Chiv Haseba Zman Hazeh. And on the other extreme, we have the Rav Yoh says that this is not a requirement, that Haseba is not going to be critical. You can be able to the mitzvah which deal without Haseba. So here in this case where he forgot Haseba between the third and the fourth cause, what are you going to require? If you're going to require that he do Haseba, which means if you're going to assume that the halacha is like those achronim and rishonim against the Rav Yoh, that there is a chiyuv haseiva even bezman hazeh. So then, what you have here is a problem of nirikim mosif al kosos between the third and the fourth kos. Now, according to the Rav Yoh, on the other hand, you don't need haseiva at all. Is memela hushtias rishus the osur ben kosos achronos? According to the Rav Yoh, if you repeat the shtia of yayin, that's only a shtia of rishus, and now you're violating the most valid kos. Again, you have to drink the kos because of the shita of the poskim who say that even bizman hazeh haseba is critical, but if you're going to be machmir for the Rav Yoh, keeping him in the back of your mind, then you're going to have a problem of nirikim mosif al kosos. So what should you do in such a case? And that's what the Mechaber says here. I shouldn't say the Mechaber, because it's really the Ramah technically, that im lo shasa ben kosos, aval in the case of mishnei kosos hachronos, where there's a problem of nirikim mosif al kosos, then we're not going to repeat the shtia. And that seems to be the final conclusion here in the Ramah, that whenever there's a possibility of violating most of al kosos, we have to drop the shtia. And that's because we're worried about the Rav Yoh. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, he says the following. So the Bach disagrees with Ramah. He doesn't think that we have to worry about those Achronim or Rishonim who disagree with the Aviezer. We could certainly go with the Aviezer, and therefore lo yachzor v'yishte. He was yotze with the first Shtia or the first Achila, even with without Kavana. I'm sorry, it was Yotze with even without Heseba. Chayin Kosev Achok Yaakov. So you see that there are a number of poskim who accepted the Rav Yoh. Umiu anu, ein anu ela, ein lanu ela divrei Ramah. In other words, we're going to rely on the Ramah against the Bach and against the Chok Yaakov, and we're going to require Heseba. Shari kama achronim mefakvikim gamal achros haramo bazeh l'daitim ein l'tzorot das avi ezri lohokil bazeh v'al kol ponim ein l'on lohokil yosem idas haramo. So we're really concerned with the Rama, and a lot of poskim have doubts about this Rav Yoh. And we're going to require a Haseba full steam ahead. Now, according to the Ramah, we have to take in consideration the Shita of the Rav Yoh, and therefore we have to drop the Bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Novach Chaf Aleph, Beli Bracha, Kosev HaMagen Avraham, Techol Zeh Leikar Adin, the Rishus Biyado Lishtos Kamakosos. Avol minageinu she'ein shosim shum kos bein kosar rishonos havile kinimlach v'im shosu tzarch levarech. So the question is, this is a birchas hanenim question that really belongs in Hilchos Brachos. Can you rely on the bori pri agafen when now you're drinking another cup of wine? So back in the day, says the Magen Avraham, they used to drink many kosos of yayin, and therefore the one bracha would suffice for all of it. But l'menagenu, our meaning is ain't shosim shum kos, afilu kosos rishonos. Kimavur b'siman tof ayin gimel, havile kinimlach. So if we don't have that regilus, if it's not within our sociological custom to drink extra kosos, then his birkas hamazon is on a kos, and his bracha rishona is on a kos. Now he's drinking a different kos. Can that first bracha rishona, the first kos, pater him up on the birkas hanenim level for the second kos? And the answer is that since it's like a case of nimlach, it's not like he had in mind that I'm going to drink more than one kos. The only reason he's drinking a kos b'klal is because of the mitzvah. He thinks he'll be able to the mitzvah, and that's it. Get the kamaisa. Zahavi lekinimlach v'im shoset tzarch levarech. You know, this is not a normal thing for a person in our time to drink multiple cups of wine, and therefore that's called nimlach. Nimlach is a sugya here that, with regard to Birchas Hanenim, you need a tzirif between the bracha and the ultimate shtir. If in the middle you were a nimlach, then you're going to need a new bracha rishon. A hosif o, now we're 5 lines up before the end of the page, to lefi zeh afilu ben rishon l'sheni ein kedai sheyachzav v'yishta came in the bevarach olav nir kamosif od kos ala kosos. That's normally we have the principle that in the first kosos, since we generally have many cups of wine at the Suda, it's not called Mosvala kosos. But if you're going with the logic of the Magen Avraham, namely that Bizman has said this is not our minhag, so there's really nothing to be kovei Suda on, and therefore you're going to have to make another brach. So let's read it inside. He says, the fiza afilu ben rishon l'sheni. If you repeat the shtir, you're going to have to make another bracha, because as we said, it's like nimlach, and then it becomes nirek emosif od kos ala kosos. So he says that just to the same extent that we rely on the Rav Yoh with regard to the kosos achronos hu adin, we're going to rely on the Rav Yoh for the kosos harishonos. So again, once he gets up to the kosheni, which he's going to drink right before he starts his meal, that's something different. Because a person, when he sits down to the meal, he wants to make sure that he has some. Right, im shachaf lo hesiv b'kosheni yachsav yishta b'seva b'libracha d'lo avi k'nimlach. In other words, during the Suda, if he drinks many cups of wine, he doesn't have to make a bracha because it's all part of the Suda. Now he's up to the second kos. He drank the second kos without a seva. He's allowed to be mosav ala kosos here if he drinks an extra kos. So there's no problem. There's no drawback. It's not nimlach, because again, we don't exclude multiple cups of wine within the framework of a suda. Even again, that might not be our minhag, but nevertheless, if he drinks more than one cup of wine, he doesn't make a bari priya gofen again, and he doesn't repeat that brach. Now, as far as achilas matz is concerned, the Mechaber says that haseb is critical. The Ramah says that you're going to have to repeat the achilas matzah, despite the Rav Yoh. Hainu sheyachzor, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the last few words on the page, on 160, sheyachzor v'yochal akizayis matzah ubelo brocha. Again, the reason why we're leaving out a bracha is because of the Rav Yoh. Miu biyafi komen. We're on the top now of page 161 in the Mishnah Berurah. Biyafi komen im shachach lech laochlo beheseba lo yachzor v'yochlena. Da osu lechol shtei pa'amim afi komen. So there seems to be a separate iser with regard to the afi komen. Maybe because of the din of al asova, I'm not sure, that you're not allowed to repeat the achil of the afikomen. And therefore, if you left out a seba in the afikomen, we're not going to ask you to eat again another kezais of the afikomen, because once you ate the first kezais of the afikomen, then we have this iser, also lechol shtei pa'amim afikomen. Now, l'chatchila yeseb kol asuda. We said that there's a kiyum of haseba for the entire suda. Until now, we've been speaking about two kezesim achilas matzah, four cups of wine. Now we're expanding it to the entire suda. V'achilosa v'shtiyosa. Whatever he eats, whatever he drinks, bovad, ubedieved yotza v'shas achilas kezais matzah v'yarbakosos, fine. Although l'chatchila, he should be eating his entire meal beseba. We accept the shita that b'dieved he was yotze. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah says that b'dieved he was yotze. I mean, I would have said something a little different. If he decides to do eseba during the meal, then hareza meshubach. You know, he has an extra brownie points. I wouldn't have called it b'dieved if he ate the suda without a seva. Let me read it again. Bachilosa v'shtiyah. Fine. Ubedieved yotza b'shas achilas kezayis matzah v'arba kosos. It really sounds like he's saying that l'chatchil you must have a seva for the entire meal. I'm not familiar with such a source. I think it says areza meshuvach. I don't think it says that that's the way. You know, like, for example, the best way of reciting Kriyat Shema is with Hanetzach Amo. But I don't know if you would say that if he recited Kriyat Shema a little bit later than Hanetz, that's called B'dieved. Not sure how that works. Doesn't that sound pretty way out? You know, that if you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Seva L'chatchil the way it was meant to do it, like we saw in the Kriyat Shema with Hanetz, you should be doing a Seva for the entire meal. Very strange. Now let's look at the Mechaber here on Number Ches, that's on the top of the page, 160, the equivalent of 161. And he says the following, Tzorach lishtos arbakosos al haseder. What happens if he pours four cups of wine, he drinks them one after the other? He hasn't yet recited the Haggadah. Lo yotza, the Mechaber goes very far. The impression you get is that this is meaningless. You know, you did not fulfill, simply negated the mitzvah of arba kosos. If shesod zachar zeh, you know, consecutively, you drank four kosos, shelo kaseh there, not according to the sequence which the halacha establishes is required for shtiyas dalad kosos, then shalol say the lo yotza. Wow. The seder is absolutely critical for the mitzvah of shtias dalet kosos. See, if not for the mechaber, I would have said something a little different. I would have thought logically that as far as yidei cherus, the mitzvah of cherus, yotza. I mean, four cups of wine is der cherus. As far as the mitzvah of seder bracha, seder bracha lakos, meaning to set up the kos as a koshal bracha, right, you need seder, and then you're going to have to set up the first kos as the koshal kiddush, the second kos koshal magid, etc. You need to have a bracha that's unique. And, you know, if you drank four cups of wine one after the other, you basically forfeit all the brachos. And I would have said that's as far as kiyum bracha is concerned. But as far as the basic kiyum of derech eretz, that you did fulfill. The mechaber gives you the impression that lo yotza, period. He ended up with nothing. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah numbers Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav. Zecher Zeh, if he drank it one after the other, v'kolshkenim shfachan kulam v'kos echer shasam lo yotza, how much more so if he didn't even have four kosos? See, even the way I wanted to interpret it, that if you drink four kosos, shalol aseder, you would yotze the basic mitzvah der cherus, that would not apply in the scenario where all the kosos were poured into one giant kos. But then you only have one kos. In other words, don't equate four kosos per zechazeh without the seder abrachos with one large kos, which has the entire agada in it, so to speak. So when he says kol shkenim shfachan kulam b'kosecher, you see clearly that he understood the Mishnah Berurah that b'zecher says like shfachan kulam b'kosecher. It's nothing. It's like one cup. It's lo yotza. I wouldn't have equated. I would have said that if he has four kosos, that's different than one kos where he's shofech kulam b'kosechad. Ubeprima godim mitzadei dafilu hifzik beitayim v'omer agoda nami lo yotz. The arba kosos being, oh, that's simple. That's, you know, obvious that if he poured all four kosos into one giant kos, then if he would recite the Haggadah somewhere in the middle, because he's drinking this very large kos, but he drinks it a little bit of at a time, and he injects the Haggadah into his reading, so that now he has a kiyum of koshel bracha. Because he was mafsik between one shti and the next with the agoda. That only makes sense if you have two kosos. But if you have one large kos, so how could he be yotze the mitzvah? Even if he was mafsik bein tayim with magid, the Torah says you have to drink four cups of wine. But again, in a mitzvah of four cups that a bezecher zeh without the seder abrachos. Now, if it was mafsik, let's say between the first kos and the second, he was mafsik with the haggadah, then it makes sense that he was yotze the mitzvah with that shtia. Again, we're not talking about a seber now, we're just talking about the issue of getting shtia of dalet kosos, and here he was mafsik between, let's say, the first and the second kos with the haggadah, then at least he should be yotze the first and second of the four kosos. Okay. So let's see if we can read the second half of Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav. And he says, "V'nir d'tzoch levarach ata al kol kos v'kos." That if the mechaber is saying he was not yotzi his mitzvah dal kosos, he needs a bracha on each one of the kosos. V'lavi k'mos v'al kosos came into lo yotzi b'rishona. So for technical reason, there's no violation of mosif al rishonos. Upashud the lav dafka. Who pushed the lav dafka im shesan kulam shalot? Said who had im shesan kos revius takeif achar shlishes is lo yotza. The kulu da kulu kasei there ba'inan. So now what happens? He drank the kos revius immediately after the kos shlishes. Okay, so he wasn't yotze the kos revius. So that's logically that should be the only kos that we require to re-drink, right? To drink a second time. But yet the Mishnah Berurah writes poshut to lav dafkim shason kulam shalol aseidah. I think what the Rama is saying, and it's in my mind, this is a gevaldig chiddush. He's saying that the four kosos are really one mitzvah. And if you weren't yotzi the kos revius, then memela that torpedoes the entire mitzvah. And that's what he means when he says, the kulu kiseder be'ina. Now, how are you going to set up this seder? Upasha de lav dafka. Kulu kiseder ba'ina. Wow. This is, I would underline those words. Kulu kiseder ba'ina. You have to think about this long and hard, because the Gemara seems to assume that each one of the four kosos is a mitzvah beyond pei nafshayu. It has its own bracha. But he's saying it's all or bust. It's not that each kos is a separate entity and it could be yotze with that separate entity. But rather, He's got to drink four kosos. The four are bust. So in other words, if he's missing a seva on one of the kosos, he's going to have to drink all four kosos again. Is that what he's saying here? Heseba here in Sifches, but it seems to have an impact on Heseba as well. If he's saying that if you were missing the say there, and that means he drank the fourth kos directly after the third cup, lo yatsa, then he has to drink kulu kasei there. I don't know, maybe the Mishnah Berurah means lo yatsa kos revius, and he has to drink the fourth kos. Maybe we can make a case for that. Now let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. We're talking about a case where he drank the third kos or the fourth kos without Haseva. And the Ramah says, Eino chozel velishtos bes seva. Says the Bir Halacha, kosa b'derech hachayim. The dafka lachzar ulamalos kos acher. Avlam yeshlo kos gadol v'lo shaso kulu v'nishbo shiur v'nizkar sheshosa osa v'lo heseva im nizkar kodem shehiskil lomar halel oshar ha'gadol o'yitziach daito. He's saying the following. What happened here? He drank the kosos without, let's say the kos shlishis, for example, without haseva. And now we're saying he cannot drink again a repeat on that third kos because it's a problem with most of all kosos. But let's say he still had something left in the kos. Now again, how much did he have left in the kos? How much did he drink without a seva? And what are the remains in the kos? It says the following. He remembered before he said Hallel, So this last Shasiyah, meaning what I mean last Shasiyah, I'm talking about the second half of Kos Shlishis, because he has a Kos Gadol, that is connected to the Birkas HaMazon, because he hasn't yet started Hallel. Okay, that we understand. And now he adds another condition, to Lo Yisiach Daite. Because if he had a Hesech Hadas, then he's going to need a Bar Pri Agofen. Okay, let's assume he doesn't have Hesech Hadas. That's a pretty fair assumption. He says, let's give the following scenario. Let's say this Kos Gedola is Mechel Shtei Revio. So the first Revio he drank following Birkas HaMazon without his Seba. Now he wants to drink the second Revio from that same Kos with his Seba. So the following conditions have to be met. Number one, first condition is that he has to drink the second half, the second Revio of that Kos Shlishis before he started Hallel. So therefore it still is mitzuruf to the Birkas HaMazon. Number two, there was no Hesech Hadas. Because again, Hesech Hadas is a problem in Birkas HaMitzvah. He's going to need a new Bar Pri Agafen. So in other words, his intention was to finish the Kos. If his intention was to just drink the first Revius, then he had Hesech Hadas for the second Revius. He's going to have to set up a new Bar Pri Agafen. But if he had no Hesech Hadas and he hasn't started reading the Hallel yet, then Yochel Lishtos Hashar, he could drink the second Revius, Behes Seba, Ubelo Bracha. Again, he has to leave out the Bracha because of the Rav Yoh. The Lo Avi Kemosif. Why? Even though we have a problem between the third Kos and the fourth Kos of Mosif Alakosos, Mishum de Kos Echel Yochel Lishtos Kama Po'omen. In other words, we only have a principle of Mosif Alakosos if you drink another Kos. But here, he's drinking from the same Kos. That's not called Mosif Alakosos. Umistoma Hoyedaito Bishas Bracha Alkolakos. In other words, we're not going to assume that he had Hesech Hadas. We're going to assume that he wants to finish the Kos. This is also true, by the way, because L'chatchila, it's best to drink the entire Kos. But if he started Hallel, or he started reading the Haggadah, that makes him into a Nimlach. And if he wants to drink another Kos, he's going to have to make a Bracha, and that makes it into a problem of Mosif ala Kosos. And all this he gets from the Derech HaChaim. V'hine Dvarav HaChronim, the Kema the Sheitztarech Levarech ala Nishar Shebekos HaMikim Mosif, he says that's not so clear. It could be that even though he has to make another bracha, that's not necessarily kemosif al hakosos. He might be touching on the question whether or not the Bar Pri Agafen serves as a birchas hamitzvah. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number of Zion. So what's the case? He drank the Kos Shelo al HaSeder. So he didn't set up the brachas on the Kos. And the Mechaber says Lo Yotza, which means he has to drink the Kosos al HaSeder. V'tzorech Lachzor V'lishtos, we saw them, just to review the Mishnah Berurah of Zion, Od Shalosh Kosos al HaSeder. And he needs a bracha on each one of the kosos. It's not most of all the kosos because he wasn't yotze with the first kos. So it becomes a kosher mitzvah, and there's no most of all the kosos in a kosher mitzvah. Pashut, lav that which says, yeah, fine, that we discussed. So the Mechaber writes the following in Siftes. Shir HaKos Revius Li Acharshim Zagenu Im Rotsa Lemozgo. So if he has undiluted wine, he can dilute the wine, add water to the wine. The wine is too strong for him as is. And at the end of the day, after he adds the mixture of water, he has a full revius. V'yishtekulo o rubo. He has to drink either most of the kos or if all things are ideal, then he should drink the entire kos. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Revi Ashir Ayin Reish Ayin Aleph, fine. Whether it's 4.4 ounces, whatever it is, 4.2 ounces, somehow even a smaller shear. Is the Acharshim's again, Mahinu Delobi, Eden Revius Yain Chai. We're not going to require a full Revius of concentrated wine. El Revius, diluted wine, Viachet Imamayim Shemozuglo. Ubis Maneim, are you Hayenos Chazokim Yod? Are you Mosgim Alchad Tlas? So the ratio was 1 to 3. That means 25% of the concoction was water. Now, in our time, the concentrated, so-called concentrated wine is pretty weak. Is Ayin L'El, Reish Ayin Beis, Sifkat, and Tezayin, B'Mishnah Berurah. In Rotzel Amazgo, Mishnah Berurah number Chavtes, this is a comment on the Ramah. Ratzalom is manenu shayenos chalushim ein chiv lemozgo. Afilu chatchila. The requirement of mizug mayim was absolute back in the day. That was an absolute requirement because the wines, the concentrated wine, was just not drinkable. It was so strong. Vidad afilu shose yayin chai vechazot mikomakom. Tzorach dafka revius sholem to lo chilku chazal v'shiurim. Now, you might have said the following, that I only need 75% of the revius to be wine because 25% after I do the mizug is going to be water. Why not, if he can tolerate undiluted wine, let him drink undiluted wine and he only needs 75% of a revius? So he says, no. Lo chilku chazal b'shi'urim. Now, what does that mean? Lo chilku chazal b'shi'urim. Once the chazal say that in case X you require revius, then even in case Y you're going to require revius. Even the logic that compels you to get a revius in case X is not going to be relevant to case Y. So logically, you should not have the same requirements. Let's lower the requirements of Shtiyas Yayin Chai to, let's call it, 3/4 of a revius, because in any event, you're allowed to add water to make up the last quarter of the revius. So let's just drop the water. If he's capable of drinking my Yayin Chai, that's what he'll do. No, the answer is Lochilku Chachomim Vishirim. Doesn't matter who you are and what your situation, who you are is, what your situation, everyone's going to require a revius yai. That's called lochilku chachomim b'shi'urim. Now, how much of the kos do you have to drink? The Mechaber gives you two options, kulo or rubo, hainu, lechatchila kulo. But for the Eved, you rely on rubo. Uvindinos shayayin b'yoker. So there's a scarcity of wine. Is afilu lechatchila sagi berubo. So the din of rubo as a kind of a b'dieved doesn't always apply. It could be lechatchila. We're not going to require you to drink more than rubo because of the financial consideration here. Chasa rachman al mamonim shel Yisrael, yayin is biyoke. And we once mentioned that there was a discussion in Chaslat between two brothers, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his brother Rav Yitzchak Zev, about drinking raisin wine or something that's not really yayin for dalid kosos in a case where you can't get yayin. So, you know, we, Baruch Hashem, we go to a wedding and we wherever we go, we have so many kiddush on Shabbos, we have so many choices of wines here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. But in a case where it's not so, then we're going to rely on rubo, drink rov kos. And that's even lechatchila. Now we get to the fourth kos. Yishtekulo. We want you to drink the entire fourth kos. Why? Kidei sheyehei yachol levarech bach achronu lekuyam. We want to guarantee that you'll be able to make a bracha achrona, and for that you have to drink the entire reveres according to some shitas. Yesh shemakamtsin v'koasin ala mishorsim imshosim harbe. There are those who are really tight and they get angry if the mishorsim are drinking too much. That's not good, because we want to let the Mishorsim drink four kosos in a way that they'll be yotze. Okay, now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Im yesh bo harbe reveals." So he has a very large glass or cup, and it contains many reveals. Is shosin menu kolkach b'nei adam kibinyan reveals shembo. Can you divvy up that kos amongst the other people at the table? It means that each one did not have his own kos, so there was only one kos for everyone. But on the other hand, each one got to drink a revius. Says the Mechab, says the Mishnah Brumi, Loshen ze mashma dafil chatchil shari, that you can really divvy up the kos, a revius to Reuven, a revius to Shimon, pass it around. And that's even lechatchila kol sheyesh revius kol echad v'af agav de be'inon lechatchila kos mole. By the time you get to Shimon or Levi, the kos is pogum, and we require a kos mole. Now lechora we have a din of pagam. He says a big chiddush here. This is really a pella prima godin. He says, "Kevin de la rishon o yikos mole is kuli asoyin mikoch harishon." It's a nice svar of grera, so to speak. No, it's each person is schlepped along by the shtia of the first shtia, and the first shtia was of a kos mole. It wasn't pogum, and therefore, how do we understand that? Let's think about this for a moment. The words, I see what it is. That even though we're all drinking personally, right, there's a personal shtia of each one of the members of the household, but nevertheless, as far as the bracha is concerned, the bracha is chal only on the first shtia. So you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they're all drinking from the same kos, each one's getting a revius. But the bracha is only recited by Reuven. So that as far as all the shtios of every one of the members of the household, they're all included in the bracha of the Rishon, the first one to drink. So therefore the halacha pagum is only a condition in the brach itself, meaning that the brach has to be chal on a kos she'eno pogu, and that exactly was done here. You need a shtia, and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda are all going to have to drink, but that's only as far as the chovah shtia is concerned. As far as the kos is concerned, that's halach in bracha, not in the maisa shtia, and therefore the bracha was on a kos mole. It's not pogu. The Efsher Ode, he adds another addendum, Damachaber Iker Dina Salashminen Ushneim Yotzin Bekos Echad. So what does he mean by Iker Dina? He's saying that the din of pogum is not ma'akev, that's not critical. What the Mechaber is addressing here is what's critical as far as the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is concerned. That's called ikar dina. Now, it's true that you have a problem with kos pogum, but that doesn't undermine the mitzvah. So shnei, meaning both Reuven and Shimon, were yotze from this one kos, even though Shimon has a problem, because it's already pogum, because there was a previous shtia. Shimon the Sheni will be Yotze his mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, because even if he drank from a Kos Pogum, okay, that's L'chatchila not acceptable in a Kosol Bracha, but B'dievet certainly was Yotze at a Shti of Revius. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah says the Machaber Iker Dina Asalashmin, it sounds like he's telling you that Lamaisa, there's a problem here because of the Kos Pogum issue. But Iker Dina, meaning Ken Shimon B'Yotze is mitzvah, even though he's drinking from a Kos Pogum, we don't know. I mean, that's a problem. Could be that he has to, that's not a shtia, but the Mechaber is only focused on Iker Dina, meaning the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And again, you could be Mechalik, as we said before, between one and the other dimension of Dalet Kosos. There's one dimension called Derech Cheres and Shtia. Then there's another dimension of Koshel Bracha. The Halach of Pogum is only relevant to Koshel Bracha. It's not relevant to Shtia Derech Cheres. And therefore, Shimon can be Yotzi as Mitzvah Dalet Kosos, Shtia Derech Cheres, despite the fact that it Kosos Pogum, because Kosos Pogum is only a Tanai and a Kiyum in Koshel Bracha. It has nothing to do with Dalet Kosos B'Derech HaSeva. You, there's a Skype still working? Let's just quickly finish the Mechaber here in Siftes. He says, Yesh Omer Shetzorach Lishtos Rov HaKos Afilu Machzik Kama Revios. Now, this is a famous sheet of the Ramban, that the shear of Revius, although it might be a minimum shear, but that's not the clincher of the kiyum of Dalet Kosos. You need Rov Kos, and that's an absolute rule. So here you have a gigantic Kos, and it has many Revios in it. The Ramban is going to say it's a din of Rov Kos. That's an absolute rule. You have to drink Rov Kos. Again, you have to guarantee that the Rov Kos has a Revius. That's not the point. The point is, I can drink Rov Kos, and I'm obligated to do so, despite the fact that I drank already a revius, but it still doesn't amount to a rov kos because I have this gigantic kos. And the question is whether the Mechaber accepts this Ramban or not. It's very interesting. He just quotes it in the name of the Yesh Omrim, and presumably he's very serious about the Shita. So maybe we shouldn't encourage our people, the members of the household, to take such a gigantic kos, because if you have to drink rov kos, you'll be drunk by the time you get to the third kos, or maybe even the first kos. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Rov hakos afilu af shemi alma dai berov revius afilu mitoch gadol, mikos gadol. This says, Bezudar aloch edalit kosos, that you require rov kos. In other kosos shel bracha, all you need is Rov Revius, which represents a Revius from a Kos Gadol. You don't have to drink Rov Kos. But Hochel Inyan Kosos, meaning Dalet Kosos, Chomer Tfei, to be Inan Dafka Rov Kos, Vim Lav, Lo Yatza. He doesn't tell you why. But that's Halach of Shtia. Meaning if there's Halach of Shtia, then Rubo Kakulo is going to be kovea that you drank the kos. So the mitzvah of shtia is on the kos. It's not on the yayin in the kos. As far as the yayin in the kos is concerned, you already drank a revius, you were yotze. But as far as the kos is concerned, how do you set up that kos that the yayin in the kos was drunk? And the answer is because you have rov kos. And therefore that's going to be an absolute requirement of rov kos. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Ladina kaimalon kideh rishona, which might be a general rule in the Mechaber, when he brings a Yesh Omrim at the end, he meets the pasuk like the first opinion. And therefore, we're not going to require you to drink Rov Kos in this large Kos situation. If there's nothing pressing, better to take a regular size or a small size Kos, as long as it has enough for a Vias in it. And lo listabech. Let's try to avoid all the complications here that apply to a larger kos, that the Ramban would require of kos. Leave that out. Again, he says, if your das is to drink a large amount of wine, you know, you're in that category, and you love the wine, then that's something different. But if you're not such a wine lover and you don't need shtei revi'os, then get yourself a kos that's machzik revi'os. And what do you gain by that? Now you don't have to worry about the Rabban Shita, because in any event you'll have rov revi'os. In any event you'll have rov kos. Now on page 162, just to finish this up, he quotes, the Ramah says, V'tzok lishtos hashir shalo behefse gadol meintayim. He wants you to drink the whole revi'os continuously, without shehir. Because if you can have a shehir, let's say of Yosef Mikdeyachil's pras, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, then you're not mitzarif the first part of shtiyah with the second part of the shtiyah. You need one shtiyah of a revius or possibly rov revius. So Bli Neder, tomorrow is Wednesday, yet, so tomorrow we'll cover Mirtz Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah, in Lamed Dalet, here on page 162, and I'll wish you a great day.